the general public, first of all, don't see any Gardaí on the beat, and they're very concerned about it, especially in rural areas. Like, the response times for the Gardaí is over 2 hours in West Sligo, and indeed in South Sligo the same. And our numbers are depleting on a constant rate, with people retiring and leaving the force and not being replaced. And all those figures and stats that we get on a regular basis, really the general public don't identify with that. They want to see the Gardaí on the beat. They don't want to be listening to government promises in relation to the Gardaí numbers. They actually want to see people, Gardaí, that can call to their local areas, maybe even call to their house. And if the Gardaí were willing to cover, they call to people to make sure they're all right. They don't see that security now in rural areas. And, you know, people are very, very concerned about that. So, like, all promises, all statistics are really irrelevant. What we need to do is have a Garda model that will deliver for rural Ireland and the towns to ensure that a citizen would know the name of a guard firsthand, so that they could pick the phone and ring them if they're in some difficulty. I mean, you know, we don't see the Garda on the roads. We don't see them in our local areas. We see crimes and thefts of machinery and break into houses continuing to be unreported. And these statistics don't address that.
And I suppose, Councillor, would it be fair to say then this kind of low level of visibility for Gardaí, the only way the solution can come is from the government level, that it needs to be more resources, that that's the reason there isn't the right level perhaps of recruitment and retention among Gardaí at the minute?
Yeah, it's all about respect for Gardaí as well. You know, one time when a guard went into a position, he was properly paid that he could pay for a mortgage, rear his family. Now a lot of Gardaí are renting houses, not properly paid and looked after, and they haven't got they're not being respected enough. And, you know, then when Gardaí bring cases to courts, they see them, the lenient judgment, because our prisons are full. I mean, the whole system in relation to crime, rural crime, drugs in relation to drugs, the whole thing has just gone out of hand. I mean, any Gardaí could walk into any town any Friday or Saturday night and arrest 50 or 60 people for having drugs on them or being intoxicated with drugs. But this has not been done because the Gardaí are told our courts are jammed, our prisons are full. So, like, they don't know what really how to protect the citizens, the people that need the protection. And this is a growing concern for us here in the Northwest.